And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, a Monday morning, first day of February. And I got a couple different guests joining us here in the first half of the hour. And then later we'll have some guests from Manhattan Parks and Rec. We start first, though, introducing them. Todd Lovin, Tuttle Creek State Park Manager, joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Todd.
Good February morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you on. We also are joined by Ben Jedlicka, Game Warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Good morning, Ben.
Brandon Peoples, thank you for having us.
You bet. It's always a pleasure to talk to both of you here. Lots of good stuff going on. It's a good time to get outdoors, especially since it hasn't been too cold. And I figured we'd start with Todd here first and kind of recap some things here that we saw in January, and including that first day hike. How popular was that?
Well, you know, the first day hike, it kind of fluctuates sometimes depending on weather. And if you remember back correctly, that's when the big storm was predicted to hit, but it hit just east of us. So it kept off a few people, but there were still a lot of good, diligent souls that came out. And we had probably about 150 that showed up to that event. And it was a great day and kind of chilly, but for the most part, precipitation free. So it was a good event again.
Good to hear. And you know, that's, I know, a popular event. That's something that's done at what, nationally, usually the first day hikes. It's not just a Kansas thing.
That is correct. It is a national program by the National Association of State Park Directors. It's put on by them. So yes, every state participates. So there's tens of thousands of people that participate on a hike that day.
All right. In terms of ever since then, are you seeing more people getting out and doing some hiking, maybe doing some biking out there even, maybe?
We are, you know, especially you get a little bit of a nice day and they really do come out. You know, last weekend or last week with the snow, the park was just incredibly beautiful. There's a lot of people out then, and one of our major attractions right now is just eagles around the River Pond area and the dam. They're just everywhere. Probably 75 or so that are real common. There's one tree on the island out there on River Pond that had 10 plus at one time. That branch was kind of sagging because there are so many eagles on it, but they're just kind of all over. So if you've never seen a good shot of an eagle, come on out, and it's a good time to get a good viewing of them.
That's great. I think that would be kind of fun to just come sit up and bird watch for a little while up there. And anytime you can see an eagle, that's always a plus, especially the bald eagles.
Well, that's true. There's so many different ones right now that you can see, you know, the complete mature ones with the, you know, with the white head and tail, or you can see a lot of immatures that are real blotchy colored, you know, a lot of speckling of white on them. So a lot of different variations going on with that many out there, but really something cool. You don't have to be a pro bird watcher right now to see them.
And I don't know, it's probably too early for the cranes to be migrating back north, but will you start to see those in February at all?
Yeah, we haven't seen much of that right now. But things will start moving, you know, in February and early March, and you'll start seeing more things. So good time just to, you know, and especially if you get any snow on the ground, that, you know, things are just more visible, easy to pick out and things like that. So a good time to, if you're a bird watcher or if you want to be one, a good time to start.
Yeah. Well, you know, February is always a month. I'm more of an optimist when the calendar switches over to February, because it's the shortest month of the year. And that means, hey, we're that much closer to spring. And I know Ben's got some interesting details he's looked up about groundhogs, with tomorrow being Groundhog Day.
Well, groundhogs are in the squirrel family. And when I first saw groundhogs, I didn't realize that. The first one I saw was crossing the road, and I was sure it was a beaver, a little beaver, but it had no beaver tail. They've got just a short little tail, and when they get full grown, they're 10 pounds. But in my out in the sticks here, we had two litters of groundhogs running around. There were 13 groundhogs running around, and they're cute little devils. They don't cause the problems that your regular squirrels cause as far as getting in attics and that kind of thing. At least we haven't had any problems. I have very few complaints about groundhogs. They do come in once in a while, and they like carrots. They get fed around here. Now that 2 litters of 13 that were running around, we haven't seen any lately, but they're around. They go about to Manhattan, Kansas, and north of here, and then east. If you go west of here, their range is expanding somewhat, but they get to be 10 pounds, not like the squirrels we're chasing on Saturday.
Okay, and that's a good segue into what's coming up here. Before we get into that, the groundhogs, are they native to this area, Ben?
Yes, yes. In fact, they were first described in 1758 by a famous, I think it's Linnaeus. Well, those people that do that kind of thing, botany and taxonomy, but it was 1758 is when they were first described in the United States. They go clear through Canada. They go to Alaska, and they're not that much trouble. They do some digging, and that's where they got their name. They'll be called, what'd you call them, ground squirrel or groundhog?
I just call them groundhog. I've never
groundhog.
Heard
groundhog. Yeah. If you call them a ground squirrel, and if you get to watch them, and you have in your mind that they're in that squirrel family, well, it'll be like a realization. Oh, yeah, they do act like squirrels. They just don't climb trees so much. And they've got other names, a marmot. That's also a ground squirrel, groundhog, or a marmot is all the same animal. There are some different species, but around here you can call them whatever you choose.
Yeah. Some people call them names if they see their shadow. So hopefully that won't happen here tomorrow. But let's talk a little bit about what's coming up this Saturday. You kind of previewed it here a little bit, the squirrel hunt in Riley County.
Yeah, we've been putting on a squirrel hunt, getting new, and it wasn't limited this year. Now, we're filled up, so you could call Todd or get a message to Todd for maybe a fall or next year's squirrel hunt. We're kind of keeping it limited in order not to have a big crowd. There'll be anybody that would like to do it is invited. They're going to go out, chase some squirrels, and come back for lunch at around noon. We've done it a few times. It's kind of a lot of fun. We're going to practice social distancing. We don't want to make any situation worse. But there's a lot of planning that goes into it. We're looking forward to it. It is this Saturday morning, a little bit of a squirrel hunt going on.
Okay. And that where does that take place at exactly?
Well, our base of operation is a cabin. Long ago, it was a Girl Scout cabin, but it is at Wee Bear Lodge, and it's halfway up the lake. That is the whole event is sponsored by several organizations. One of the real foundation organizations is Riley County Fish and Game Association. Riley County or Friends of Fancy Creek Range have some 22 rifles that they contribute. And as far as sponsorship goes, there's a kind of I'm going to call it a newer organization. It's gone nationwide, but it's called Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. And that organization is helping with some people in the area it's a statewide chapter, but and other states have chapters too, but some of those that are in the area are helping to provide some guides. That organization really supports public lands. So Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, Riley County Fish and Game Association, the range, and some of the lunch duties are Friends of Fancy Creek Friends of Tuttle Creek State Park. And that organization's been around and kind of is based down in Todd State Park at River Pond area.
Gotcha. All right, so that's coming up. And so you said there's no room here for this Saturday. You guys are full. And in fact, do you put these on just once a year, or is there other opportunities?
Well, it was a tough year last year. There were some cancellation. I'm fine with trying to do one. It's best if you do it after the leaves fall. The first one we had was squirrel season opens, by the way, on the 1st of June. Well, the leaves are on the trees, which gives the squirrels a little bit of an advantage. Now, this snowstorm has come and gone, or the prediction has changed a time or two. I was kind of looking forward to a little bit of snow. And anyway, if the leaves are on the trees, that makes it tougher. We've had them in the fall, and we had one last year in February. So after you get through the first one, a lot of things, you just redo them and tune them as you go. But we've had a couple, and I don't know if we'll have one in the fall, but I'm ready for next year, February squirrel hunt, while the leaves are off.
All right, very good. We're talking to Ben Jedlicka here and Todd Levin from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism and Tuttle Creek State Park, respectively. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and continue our conversation in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.